We're sitting down with Lori Morgan today. She's going to be at Dakota Magic Casino August 18th, the 7 o'clock show, on the road with Aaron Tippin. She has charted more than 25 singles in the Billboard Hot Country Singles and Tracks chart, 3 number one hits, recorded more than 15 studio albums, sold more than 6 million records worldwide. Lori, thank you so much for being here today.
It is a pleasure to be here today.
Well, it's great to talk with you. You sound great. Now, you've been referred to as a living, breathing country song yourself. Is that kind of what made you the success that you are? Because it's not just words for you. This is your life. You're putting your life out there for everybody.
It is my life out there. And I guess, Jamie, I've always been one to wear my heart on my sleeve. And, you know, so many people are very quiet about how they feel and what they're going through. And I guess my therapy has been, you know, putting it out there on the line where other people can relate to what I'm going through, what I'm singing about, and it's just kind of who I am, you know?
Well, and I'm sure you, over the years, you've had fans come up to you, and it's got to mean a lot to you to come up to you and say, you know, that song was, that song meant so much to me. It hit me in a place where I was at right then. That's got to be a special kind of connection.
You know what it is? It's great. It's awesome. And When you know you've affected or helped someone's life, helped someone get through something tragic, whether it's a death or divorce or whatever it may be, you know, it does mean a lot. And people do, you know, I meet a lot of people that make me cry with their stories, and just to know that I've been a part of their lives and didn't even know them, you know.
It's great. And you've been involved closely with country music your whole life. Between your legendary father, George, with your own career. You've seen it all. So what is your take on the state of country music today? Do you like the direction that the scene is headed here?
I like some of it. I think a lot of it's great. You know, I love Taylor Swift's writing. I think she's a great writer. I'm a big Miranda Lambert fan. I love Luke Bryant. You know, I mean, there's a lot of it that I like, just like there's a lot of the old stuff that I like and some of it I don't really care for. But, you know, I think that goes with every genre of music. I mean, I'm not real sure, to be honest with you, Jamie, what damn direction it is going in.
Well, it seems like it's going in a lot of different directions, you know, and there's collaborations with all different genres of music. I mean, do you like that kind of thing, or do you think that country should stay country, or how do you feel about that?
I don't think we should be stale and closed-minded to you know, options and things like that. That's, you know, and that's this generation, too, is a more brave. We're brave. We're not afraid to try different things. And I say we, the generation that's you know, right now topping the charts and stuff, they're not afraid to try different things. And that's, you know, that's a blessing that they have. And I think that the industry itself is not afraid to try different things. Whereas when, you know, I was coming up in this industry, it was, no, that ain't country enough. Or that ain't, no, it's too country. I mean, they don't care anymore. It's just, if it's good, put it out, which is kind of cool, you know?
Well, do you ever see the new artists coming out and ever want to grab a hold of them and say, hey, you know, or try to warn them about things? I mean, you've experienced a lot in your career. You've probably experienced it all, really. So do you ever grab them?
Let me be honest with you, Jamie.
Yeah?
Hell no.
I love
Nobody
that.
Nobody did it to me. Nobody did it for me. You know, you got to learn the hard way.
Yeah.
You do. That's kind of what gets your stripes.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what, you know, what makes you be a warrior in this business is, you know, you just got to learn. You got to take the knocks and get up, pull yourself up by your bootstraps and go on.
Now, your newest project is a collaboration with Pam Tillis, the Grits and Glamour Tour. Both of you very successful on your own, you know, collectively 28 top 10 hits. I mean, looking at it on paper, it'd be a natural progression for you guys. But what finally brought you two together, and why did it take like this long for you two to actually do a project together?
Well, we, you know, Pam and I had worked together in the 90s with Carlene Carter on the Kraft tour.
Mm-hmm.
And we were in the height of our career and just kind of passed each other in the night, if you will, on our buses, going our own ways and, you know, just kind of saying hello and walking on and off stage. And, you know, we ended that tour and didn't see each other for years. And it's just been absolutely crazy what came to be. But Pam and I ran into each other at the Opry about 3 years ago and decided we wanted to get together for lunch and talk about a new tour. We both had the same booking agency. So we decided let's try an acoustic tour and combine our buses and combine the bands, use a few of hers and a few of mine, and just see if it'll work, you know, and have a seamless show where we're on stage the whole time together. We, you know, nobody opens, nobody closes. I sing harmony for her. She sings harmony for me. We just wanted to try and see if it would work. And we've gotten great response. We've gotten, you know, sold out crowds. And now we have this brand new album that we've been working on for a year that finally got released July 23rd. And we're on our first single off of that album called I Know What You Did Last Night. And we're having a blast. We really are. And Pam and I, we were acquaintances with each other, but we've really become great friends during this tour. And we just really have gotten to know each other really, really good. And I think Pam knows I have her back and vice versa.
Well, and it, you know, and the fun thing about tours is you always hear the stories about, you know, stuff that goes on, pranks, that kind of thing. I mean, we hear Brad Paisley's like the notorious prankster, but what about you guys? Is there a prankster between the two
pranksters.
Of you? No?
We're not big pranksters. My dad was known as one of the greatest pranksters in this business, but we're not big pranksters. We laugh a lot. Belly laugh a lot, mostly from stories that either a Mel Tillis road story or a George Morgan road story. We don't do a lot of pranks. We just we like to talk about our gardening and our our life at home and our dogs. We both have little pit bulls. My pit bull is her pit bull's daddy, so I'm the pit bull grandma here in this situation. And we talk about funny things. We do girl things, polish, shop, you know, that kind of stuff.
Now, the album, Dos Divas, is out now, as you mentioned. It's kind of referred to as three different albums in one. You've got solo tracks, Pam's got solo tracks, and you've got tracks together. How different was this process for you, being a solo artist all this time, to do, like, this collaborative effort like this?
Well, it was kind of cool. It was very humbling, too, because, you know, we're both used to being the one in the studio, the diva, the only diva in the room. And so it was very humbling, and I tell you what, we never had crosswords about anything, any song she wanted to do, any song I wanted to do. We were both very giving, and compromising with each other. So, I think that just proved a lot that we are very professional, and we've come a long way. We're not, it doesn't have to be my way or the highway.
So what's next for you? I mean, what's the future hold for you now? Are you going to do another work with Pam? What do you got on the burner for yourself coming
up?
Well,
we're going to spend the next year promoting this album. I mean, that's going to take a lot of effort for us. This is just now starting a new phase of our tour. So we're going to be promoting this the next year. We're hoping we're going to get a Grammy nomination or a CMA nomination or an ACM, some kind of a nomination for this album.
Well, it's a great album. You guys did a tremendous job. Now, people coming out to Dakota Magic Casino to see you and Aaron Tippin coming up, what can they expect from the show?
Well, I've not worked with Aaron in years. I don't know what to expect myself. I'm going to call Aaron, and we're going to chit-chat a little bit about what we want the show to be. I'm sure he won't want to sing any of Pam's parts for my song. And I don't want to sing any Sammy Kershaw parts either for his part. So we'll have to talk about it. So everybody's going to be surprised, and trust me, nobody will be more surprised than me.
Well, Lori, it's been great talking with you. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.